Perceptions of coastal erosion in three communities of Costa Rica's Southern Caribbean, Puerto Viejo, Gondoca, and Manzanillo, by Gustavo Barrantes Castillo, Alejandra Avila Artavia, Michael Stephen Arroyo Zeladon, Priscilla Mina Garcia, and Diana Paniaga Jimenez. Abstract. Introduction. Public perceptions of disaster risk, while intuitive and less formal and precise than quantitative assessments, reflect legitimate concerns that are typically omitted from expert evaluations. Objective: to compare scientific knowledge of coastal erosion with lived experience in three communities of Costa Rica's Southern Caribbean region, Puerto Viejo, Gondoca, and Manzanillo. Methodology: a risk perception approach was employed through three stages, a collection and interpretation of quantitative and qualitative data, B. Separate systematization and interpretation of both procedures. C. Comparison, evaluation of concordances and disagreements between both approaches. Results. Both approaches employed, quantitative and qualitative, demonstrate an accelerated erosion process affecting vegetation, infrastructure, and beach systems. The complementary use of both approaches enabled a holistic understanding of the problem by incorporating socio-environmental consequences and guiding the search for solutions. Perception proved adequate for identifying coastal erosion problems and socio-environmental impacts. However, it tended to overestimate the magnitude of natural processes. Conclusions: coastal erosion is perceived by residents with variable intensity according to their proximity to threatened resources. Climate change is identified as the primary cause. Communities propose measures such as planting mangroves and coconut trees without scientific support for their effectiveness. Timely information in community and institutional engagement are critical for governance in risk management. Perception analysis constitutes a valid approach for preliminary characterization of the problem in the absence of quantitative data.